It sounds gross as hell.
What's that?
But this place cannot keep it in stock.
Oh.
And it's not even a place that's known for stuff like this.
Is it an Italian treat?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Do you grow corn in Italy?
Of course, you grow corn all over the world.
What? I've never heard of like Italian corn.
Wait, you've never had any Italian corn on the cob?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Are you familiar with wildflower?
Yes.
No.
Kimmy, you want to clue Tommy in?
It's in the Winton neighborhood. It's like a sandwich shop.
Okay.
They have like, I think they have like homemade pastas and stuff you can buy in there.
It looks really good.
Yeah,
I
pizzas.
Bet. Sounds tasty.
Yeah.
Okay, so they are also apparently selling ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And there is one ice cream flavor they have that has blown people away.
Right.
It is corn-flavored ice cream.
So it's just a flavoring of corn.
Sweet corn ice cream is what it's called.
Probably pretty good.
So according to a story in the DNC, the corn is grown by Amish and Mennonite families in Penyang.
Oh, so that's high-end corn.
And by the way, this isn't some joke ice cream like they do at Tom Walls on April Fool's Day every year. Like, this is legitimate ice cream that is getting rave reviews and having people go out of their way to try it. So you're in. I thought you'd be appalled.
Well, I mean, I like corn. Who don't like corn on the cob?
Yeah, corn on the cob is a universal.
So you love corn so much that you'd be willing to eat ice cream, which you don't like, to get the corn flavor.
I would try it. It doesn't sound like a disgusting flavor to me to put together with something else.
The way they make it sounds interesting. Mm. They cut the corn off the cob, they put it in a pan, they steep it in cream and milk, and then they strain that, and they say that way you get the taste of the sweet corn without any actual corn in your ice cream.
Okay.
And the first batch sold out so quickly, it says in the DNC, they hadn't even shucked the corn for the next batch by the time it was gone.
Well, that makes sense because, I mean, if I love cornbread, and that's like kind of like a sweeter...
Okay.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I could see that translating into a dessert.
Yeah, but I can't imagine what it would taste like. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I can't picture in
cold
my...
Corn.
Cold corn sounds gross.
Oh, no. You can... Like, they put, like, corn in, like, the Texas salsa and stuff.
Yeah,
and
it's
cold.
But it's like, there's everything else. Like, have you ever just eaten cold corn straight up? It's not good.
I've had it in a salad.
Yeah,
again, cold. Yeah,
again, like, I mean, but it's kernels all mixed of corn. With other things, like, you know, all of the, it's a cacophony of flavor, Tommy.
But you like all this fusion crap.
No, I'm not saying I do, and I'll probably.
I'm trying
like
to think. Is there another vegetable ice cream? Like, is there a spinach ice cream?
Never had it.
That's what I'm like. This has to be the first of its kind.
Yeah, maybe that's why it's throwing me off. Because, you know, you and I, being Lugia's alumni out
there. Yeah, I don't remember any savory ice cream like that.
Because you would probably, let's say they had a corn infused craft beer.
Okay. Corn beer?
Yeah, I bet you it would taste good.
Yeah.
It's like you're at a picnic. You're going to eat corn on the cob and drink a beer at the same time.
But why
anyway.
Would I want double corn?
Double corn? I would love to be double corn.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, you tell
me. No, I cannot take myself. Me being double corn, somebody would have to establish a double corn. Well, you looked at me.
Well, no, I was pausing.
As long as it's not fish.
Fish ice cream.
Fish ain't happening.
That's a good line to draw.
That's the line.
Haddock ice cream?
No. No. You can't do it.
Well, no, because, like,
it don't work.
Hold on. Coleslaw is sweet, and people will put coleslaw on top of their fish fry when they eat it to get the sweet and savory.
True. I don't know. I just think fish never doesn't work with other things. Like, as a flavoring.
Yeah, I guess when you're thinking about, like, outside foods, is there another food that it's, like, fish-flavored food?
No.
The texture? Well, yeah, if there's actual fish in the ice cream, I don't want it, but, like, a fish
flavor. Nah, it wouldn't work, man. You know, it's going to taste nasty.
Shut up. I know. Everyone knows where you're going, stupid.
What, to your mom's house?